Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
All right, there are some things that I see and I'm like, all right, I'm with it. Let's have some fun with it, right? I am ready for this road trip to go. You know, I've always heard of the Rougarou, right, when I first moved here. Back in my day, in the West Coast, it's called Sasquatch or Bigfoot, right? Bigfoot's a big deal. Well, there is a restaurant dedicated. It's like a Rougarou-themed restaurant, and it has the most insane menu items. Now, it's going to be a five-hour road trip for us. However, some of this food looks like straight-up Fat Tuesday. You know, just like the delicious, like, sandwiches that you look at and you're like, oh my gosh. Have you seen this? The Rougarou themed restaurant in Louisiana that's definitely worth
things.
K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. A woman on Staten Island accidentally threw out her wallet, but sanitation workers sifted through a mountain of garbage and got it back for her. She realized it was gone before the truck emptied its load. Otherwise, it would have been a lot harder to find. I'm looking at the photo. These Staten Island workers, these guys are, they went through a whole lot of craziness to find one small wallet. How they pulled it off, how they did it, I have no idea. All I want to say is I hope these guys got a reward. I hope that she thanked them by handing them each like a fat 50 or 100. That's all I'm going to say about it. But that's what's making me... K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. It has been it's been a rough morning, I think, for a lot of people. Obviously, strong storms roared across Northwest Louisiana, and this all happened yesterday. There was a path of destruction for sure. I'm telling you right now, I live in downtown Shreveport. I swear we had a tornado come through downtown Shreveport. Not making this up. Scariest feeling ever. I ran outside to, I ran outside. Oh, I had to move my Vespa. I ran outside and all of a sudden the wind picks me up. First off, I've never felt skinny before in my life. Second, scared the living daylights out of me. I run back inside. Obviously, there's been substantial damage, right? Caddo schools will be closed as a result of these storms. Meanwhile, Bossier, I had a friend say there could be fire falling down from the sky. And Bossier schools will be like, well, hope you find a way to make it to school. So obviously, Caddo schools off today. And unfortunately, to top it off, there are so many people out there without power. Nearly 50,000 SWEPCO customers woke up without power. I know last night I had several friends that didn't have power. I had somebody texting me going, hey, how's it looking over there for you? I'm like, dude, downtown's fine. Are you guys good? Ooh, I hate hearing about this. So if you're getting ready in the dark, listening to the radio to figure out what's going on, a lot of us still showing up to work, but kiddos not going to school. Caddo school's out today. Everything you need to know inside your freak.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are three things you need to know before you go.
One.
It all comes down to this in the North American Hockey League South Division semifinals. Shreveport Mudbugs will host the El Paso Rhinos tonight in Shreveport. It's a series deciding game five. Whoever wins moves on in the NHL playoffs, and the loser will see their season end. So basically, all I'm telling you is there is some Monday night hockey in Shreveport. Isn't that crazy? Just the thought of that.
Two.
Electricity out for nearly 50,000 SWEPCO customers this morning. I'm so sorry if you are one of them. Oh, my heart's with you. I just can't sleep without a fan or AC. Just, it's not going to work for me. But check it out. Caddo schools closed all throughout. And so I'm sitting here going, if you're a parent, I am so sorry for you. I know you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your babies. But yes, Caddo schools definitely closed. Bossier, though, that's another, that's a whole nother story.
Three.
Ryan Gosling made an epic surprise appearance during Universal Studios Hollywood's Waterworld stunt show on Saturday. He kept saying he just came out to say hi, but the crowd was thrilled. I mean, imagine you're just chilling, you're just vibing, and Ryan Gosling shows up. Why can't we have something like that happen here? Except for us, it'd be what? 50 Cent pulling up at a club?
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the free...
K94.5, I'm Chica. If you're feeling broke, baby, come sit down right here. Right here, baby, right next to me. We broke together. Of course, I had to look at this and go down a rabbit hole. This new report looked at how much you need to make to be rich in all 50 states, meaning the top 5% of earners. West Virginia has the lowest threshold at $329,000 a year. Connecticut has the highest at $656,000 a year. Now, if you're looking at me going, what's that got to do with me? Since when is Louisiana not at the bottom? You know, we're always told by everybody, specifically Wallet Hub, they're not our friends. You guys are too fat, too poor, too dumb. They're always talking about everything we ain't. And now I'm looking at this going, make this make sense. So after looking at all the numbers, right, like South Dakota, the average income of the top 5% is $392,000. Even Kansas, $415,000, right? Like random. I'm looking at Louisiana, the 22 average income of top 5%, this was for 2022, $384,000. Keep in mind, yes, we're talking about inflation, all that craziness. It's still up a crazy amount, 5-year change. So, for example, in 2017, the average income of the top 5% in Louisiana was $301,000. Right now, it's $384,000. I'm looking at this number, and I go, you know what? You know when people start to argue about politics, and they start to argue about taxes, and they start to argue about all kinds of crazy stuff? I just remember that the $384,000 is not relevant to me, and I'm always like, you know what? That is crazy. I'm over here like, listen, y'all never had to eat ramen before to survive. That's cool. That's cool. $384,000 is what you got to make in Louisiana to be a top five. So you know what? Today when we're going to work and you're thinking, man, this job, you know what? All is good. We're making it, baby. We can pay the bills. We, you know, we're barely making it, but look at us. Look. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. This is the stuff I love, y'all. K94.5 and RCA Records giving you the chance to see Justin Timberlake in Tampa Bay in June on his Forget Tomorrow tour. Winner gets round trip airfare for two-night hotel stay, two tickets to see Justin at Amalie Arena, and $500 cash. How do you win? Ooh, I'm so happy you asked. You just got to listen for codes weekdays, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. Enter them midnight that night. You got to enter them before midnight that night in your free K94.5 app. It's brought to you by Shreveport Regional Airport and Allegiant Air, now offering nonstop flights to Orlando and Destin. But if I were you, I'd be downloading that free K94.5 app. I would make sure that no trip, no money, no nothing is being given away without you being like, oh yeah, I'm a part of that. So do yourself that favor. Download the free K94.5 app, especially if you're a Justin Timberlake fan. I am talking to all my buddies that are millennials, because you already know you would lose it if you saw Justin Timberlake. K94.5. Hello there. Buenos dias. I'm Chica. And you got to get organized. So apparently we already had the Get Organized Day. It's like a national day, and it's there basically for your mental health. I didn't realize that sometimes we need a little motivation to make our place look a little better. For me, it's if I have guests coming over. But I saw this and I thought, oh, we should probably talk about this. I get it. Sometimes it just ain't there, right? Did you know that not being organized affects your sleep? Studies have found that the quality of your sleep is worse when your bedroom's a mess. Eesh. It makes your allergies worse. So if your place is unorganized and cluttered, you're probably not dusting regularly. And a lot of people who think they're allergic are actually like, yo, it ain't nothing outside. You just got to clean and dust more. And it makes it harder to focus when there's all these things lying around. Your brain can't decide what to focus on because there's too much visual stimuli. So it makes it harder for you to focus on anything. And obviously messes with your mental health. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, hoarding and holding on to possessions well beyond their intended use can have severe emotional, physical, social, and financial effects. So this is what we're going to do this week. We're going to start decluttering. We're going to start getting rid of things we don't want. Start getting rid of things that we're just like, oof. I've been saying I'm going to get rid of a bunch of clothes. Have not done it. Let's do that, okay? Let's get rid of everything we can. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and there's this new poll by the dating app Wingman. It found that first dates over video are now more popular than meeting up in person, at least for people under 30. So your kiddos are like, can you tell me about when you met mom and you guys went on your first date? And you're like, sure, absolutely. So we decided to watch a movie. Oh my gosh, cool. Yeah. And we ordered DoorDash, and we just talked until the night just got too late, and then we went to bed. Wait, what? Yeah, we did it over video. I wasn't there. I ordered DoorDash to her place. Anyway, that's basically what we think a typical first date should look like. If you're meeting this person online, this is all according to Business Insider, saying this is what we're seeing. Apparently a lot of young people feel intimidated face to face now. So they feel more like themselves on Zoom or FaceTime. It's cheaper than a real date. You don't have to drive, get an Uber, whatever it might be. One of you still might buy dinner for the other and have it DoorDash, but it's still cheaper than a restaurant. And it's more efficient. For young people, it's not weird at all. Wingman's founder said, quote, users in that younger age group just absolutely don't bat an eye at it. You can have a quick chat and see if there's that spark. Now, hold on. Before I hate on this idea. All right. First dates. Getting ready for a first date is exhausting. You don't know if it's going to go anywhere, right? You don't know if it's going to be anything. So you really are trusting your gut going, this person's great. I could see how you would sit here and go, all right, you know what? Let me opt for a quick little FaceTime to see if we actually have a little something before you invest the time. My question to you is, do you believe that it's totally okay to do a FaceTime, do a Zoom, whatever you want to call it, instead of actually meeting up in person? What are your thoughts? Hit me with it now inside your... K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hola, it's Chica, and I cannot believe this. I got the 10 highlights after people on social media were talking about things that were normal 20 to 30 years ago, but are considered a luxury now. Okay, no, we're not talking Pokemon cards, all right? We're talking things like boredom. Man, there's always something to take your attention nowadays. Whenever I go to 30A, I'm at Rosemary Beach, I intentionally get bored. It's the best. Number 9, calling a company and getting a person on the other end of the phone. Yesterday, I had to call Best Buy. I got sent to a call center. I said, no. I just need to talk to the Best Buy locally, sir. Please, the one on Airline and Bean Boulevard, please. Connect me there. I left something there. It was so frustrating. Could not get through. Had to drive all the way back because you literally cannot get through on the phone. Privacy. Like, okay, for example, when's the last time you were able to let loose and have a good time? You don't have to worry about being recorded or it popping up on social media. For real, when's the last time? Exactly. Affordable health care. Okay, maybe you have to go further than 20, 30 years ago for that. Leg room on an airplane and meals on domestic flights. Do you remember that? I remember getting meals. But I think Alaska hooks me up with, I get pretzels and I think like a water, a little Biscoff. Good quality fabric and clothing. So also household products that don't break within the first years of use. It's a big deal. Single income families buying a home. Oh my gosh. Y'all, been trying to convince neighbor Kennedy to just forfeit his life away and marry me and we could live off his money. I was like, listen, I just won't go to work anymore. We could just live off you. And he said, what makes you think we could live comfortably off one income? And the man was so right. Like, it's hard out there. He's like, you can't come up with a single family income. It's hard. Concert tickets. Oh my gosh. So technology has made a lot of things better and more accessible. Yes. But the effect on concert tickets, oh my gosh. You felt it. You remember the whole Taylor Swift saga giveaway? Oh my gosh. People couldn't get tickets. My nieces are calling me. Tia Chica, can you help us? What do you need? We really need to get concert tickets and we can't. We got to use your credit card. It's only benefits of having an Amex Platinum because they like let you in. It's horrible. New furniture made out of wood made the top of the list. So I guess it is true, right? All of our furniture were... What is fake wood? Plastic? What is my furniture made out of? See, now I got questions. What is that one thing that you remember from years and years ago? I'm talking, we're going back 25, 30 years. That you're like, oh, dude, this is a luxury now. Hit me with it. Inside, you're free. K94.